It's our source for news, for weather, for sports, and entertainment. And it's a crucial part of our diverse media ecosystem.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, so what is it, right? You won't believe the issue that is uniting Republicans and Democrats to work together. You're saying, what could that be, right? I mean, you take a look at how fractured our country has become over politics, and even things that are absolutely saying that most people should be able to agree on, they do not. That was Massachusetts Democrat Senator Ed Markey talking about the benefits of AM radio. We're going to discuss that coming up right now. First of all, good afternoon. It's good to be with you. I'm Drew Mariani. I want to thank you for joining me. I'm in studio today with my colleague here, Preston Alex. He's Chief Financial Officer here at Relevant Radio. And we were talking the other day about the future of AM radio. And I don't know if you have a new car or if you're thinking about getting one. There's a thing called microtransactions, where the future of cars are going to be that you have to pay for everything. You want heated seats? That's extra. But you're not going to pay for it outright. It's a monthly fee. You want an AM radio in your car? You want Relevant Radio? You're going to have to pay for that. I mean, these car manufacturers start charging you for all these upgraded features. You're going to have high beams, but if you want to buy Xenon headlights, well, that's going to be a microtransaction. I'll do a show on it at some point in the future. But I want to talk about AM radio because there's something going on that I don't think a whole lot of people know about it. Ever since the car and the radio, let me put it this way, they've been paired up. And Chevy was the first to put a radio in a car in 1922. It wasn't the most convenient since the antenna took up the entire roof. A huge battery to, you know, huge speakers. 1930 was the first year commercially viable radio was available. And then from then on, AM radios began to become a standard part of your car. You probably remember the AM in your old Mustang or whatever type of car you had, right? You've always had AM. First FM came about 1952. Today, of course, we're moving to the digital arena, right? And those digital technologies are taking over. And there's talk that AM radio may go away. Couple theories here on it. Some argue it's an attempt to silence conservative thought and conservative talk. Most conservative radio is, not all, but most, is on AM radio. Look at the religious radio again. Relevant radio is predominantly over AM. I don't know whether that's the case or not. Is it more of an economic reason where car manufacturers are saying, we need to find other ways to make more money? I was having lunch with our marketing guy today. He was picking his brain. He says the airline industry's changed. I said, oh, I got to go to Philadelphia next week, and I'll tell you what. They charge you for everything from your bag to your seat location to your seat. It's $22 for the window. It's $26 for the aisle. It's like, it's getting crazy. He goes, Drew, they make billions off of that. Car manufacturers are thinking the same thing. But here's the big question. Outside of economics, outside of politics and ideology, what about national safety? I'm joined today by Preston Alex. He understands this better than most. He's been studying it. Maybe you can unpack it for us. Explain what's going on and what looms.
So there are different car manufacturers that have committed to pulling AM radios out of cars. Tesla's one of them. Ford is committed to next year starting to pull AM radios out. Mm-hmm. Other various manufacturers have said, we're going to wait and see, but we probably will. And they're citing all sorts of issues with interference with car batteries and things like that. But I think ultimately this is about the microtransactions that they're trying to work towards. It's about money for them.
You know, Lee, who we work with here, is another one of our colleagues. He says, as an engineer, he's like, that's crazy. He says, they could. Yeah, the engineers all say, if you want to keep AM in the radio, you can keep AM in your car.
Without a lot of crazy expenses. We're talking, new cars are $40,000 plus.
Yeah.
And to add a little minuscule interference modulator, it's fine. It's not a big deal. This is about them wanting to kill radio. And the senators and the representatives, I think, are doing a really good job recognizing that there's a national interest in keeping AM radio in cars. It's one of the few issues that Republicans and Democrats are coming in agreement on, and they actually introduced a bill. So the bill is called AM for Every Vehicle Act. And Senator Markey and Ted Cruz, two people that are diametrically opposed politically, are coming together to say, let's keep AM radio in cars. And they're doing it because they recognize the safety. And people don't realize this, but at nighttime, AM radio, unfortunately, depending on what station is, some stations have to power down, but other stations can power up and they can cover half the country at nighttime. There's no other ability to reach that many people with any other technology. Cell towers don't go that far. You know, anything that's landline, you have to have power that works. anything that is FM does not reach that far at nighttime. And so AM radio is in a particular special spot. So if there's a cyber attack that takes down half the Eastern Seaboard, you know, all of a sudden a station from Tennessee can broadcast and you could listen to what is actually happening and travel away from the danger because it will be in your car. Wow. You know, who knows what's going to happen in the future. But if we have the AM radios in the car, it's for safety. It's like having a safety belt. This isn't about government control of the car industry. This is about, you know, requiring safety belts in cars. That's the equivalent of AM radio in our emergency broadcast system right now.
You know, to your point, I think WGN is a flamethrower. It's out of Chicago, goes a great distance. KYW, I think it's 1210 in Philadelphia. I will sometimes hear in the state of Illinois or Wisconsin. I remember times where I've been able to pick that up. It's halfway across the country.
Halfway across
the
country.
I mean, it's insane the power
and
the reach. And to your point, so I don't know how close you're following this. Where does it stand? You don't really buy into the thought, hey, this is a way to silence conservative ideology. You really see it more as an economic driver for a lot of these companies.
I think that's the reason they're doing it. I don't think they're trying to silence AM radio hosts. I think they just want money. Anybody that looks on the outside would say, well, we want Relevant Radio to stay on, so let's support this bill. Yep. You know, we want...
So to that point, I mean, talk about that for a moment, because it's to me, it's a no-brainer. Just, I'm not saying this because we are broadcasting over a lot of those type of affiliates, but, you know, to your point, if there is a natural calamity, in the middle of this country, there's a danger zone. There's a thing called the New Madrid Fault, went off in the 1800s, and it would create devastation in the Midwest. San Andreas Fault on the West Coast. You've got the Gorange Fault off of the East Coast.
The Yellowstone supervolcano.
Who knows?
There's so many things that
you're right. Asteroid, a war, anything can happen, right? Disease breakout.
And AM radio is best suited to take care of the communications of those for long, like massive distance communications. And so we're just asking anybody that's listening now, call your representative or senator, tell them to vote yes for this AM for Every Vehicle Act. It's just a common sense bill that will be great for Relevant Radio, that will be great for safety and America, and I support it 100%.
What would happen if something like this happened to Relevant Radio? Say AM went away. What would that mean?
So majority of listeners we've seen from surveys listen to Relevant Radio through AM radio. Yeah. And so without that source in the car, and they listen by and large to AM radio in the car. Yeah. And so taking this option away from people is going to take away the opportunity to find us and to be evangelized. I mean, we are here to evangelize. And there's so many people that accidentally find us and then are coming back to Mass, that are coming back to confession, that are coming back to God because this service is available. Because once you take the AM radio out of the car, you take out the ability for the Holy Spirit to reach that person.
Amen. Here's two things I'm going to recommend. One, the Capitol switchboard. Phone number for the Capitol switchboard is 202-224-3121. That's a U.S. Capitol. 202. Write this number down. We'll put it on our Facebook page and our Twitter as well. 202-224-3121. And you're going to get the Capitol switchboard operator. Just tell them what state you're from. Say, I don't even know who my representative is. If you do, you can ask for them, okay? But if you don't, they'll direct you to that office and just say, hey, I just was listening and I understand that AM radio, there's a bill being presented right now. Do you know the bill number by any chance? I think I have it.
I don't. It's just the AM for Every Vehicle Act.
That's exactly what it is. Just say, hey, yeah, I want you to support that. You know, if enough people call the representatives, they're going to make a note of that and they're going to say, you know what? Because it's a no-brainer thing. That's another point
they
that
need to hear. They need to hear that we care about this because the senators might not know, oh, this might be a dying tech and nobody cares. But people do care. I can't tell you how many people I've heard that said, I bought a Tesla and I didn't know it didn't have an AM radio. I'm actually really upset about that. And then they went back to Tesla and they're like, well, we can maybe arrange something where you could get one for $250.
Wow.
And I was like, it was insane. It was like, they're like, this is ridiculous.
So how likely is this going to pass? I would think it would, but you know, Preston, I sit back here and I think sometimes things that are so common sense due to the fractured nature of our political culture today, sometimes don't. I don't know what would oppose
this. It's going to be the automaker,
the
lobbyists that are going to go in there. So, you know, if it's up to the people want it. I can't imagine the people being against this, you know, for the minimal incremental cost of AM in a car. It's like nothing.
Yeah.
It's not hurting anybody financially. So the only thing that this, if anything, getting rid of AM radio is going to hurt you in the future because you're going to have to start paying for more dashboard services.
So true.
I mean, it's in the public interest to have this pass.
No, I could AM for Every Vehicle. The AM for Every Vehicle Act of 2023. That's what you jot that down. The AM for Every Vehicle Act of 2023. The Capitol switchboard again is 202-224-3121. tell them you want to support it. Now, if every one of our listeners did that, I think
they'd pass.
Yeah, you're not kidding me, because we're in states all over the country.
I'm not even kidding that. Yeah, I think if they saw that, people would be shocked at how many people really appreciate Relevant Radio.
Do you know the timeline on the bill? I mean, when does it go?
It just got introduced literally 2 days ago.
Yeah, so this,
is pretty new. I haven't heard any rumblings on how many senators support this or don't, but I have several quotes from various representatives that say that this is just common sense legislator. And I think over 100 legislators signed something that recommended that automakers keep AM. Now, whether or not they'll vote yes, I don't know, but there is enough people that think that this makes sense. So I think it has a chance.
All right. Grab a quick call and I'll let you go. Ron is in Los Angeles. Ron, go right ahead. You're on the air with Preston.
My quick question is, in AM radio in general, are they planning to just put AM extinct, or is it just a car radio issue?
Right now, this is just where cars are pulling AM radio out of the cars. They can't make AM go away, but if you take away AM from cars, the cost to maintain the towers and the electricity and all of that, you can't make any revenue if you don't have the AM radios in the car, so they'd effectively kill the industry.
It's true.
It is just a car issue, but it would be a crisis in the industry without AM radio in the cars.
Hey, well, thank you very much, Ron, for your call. It's a great question. I never really thought of that, because how many people are going to run out and buy an AM radio, right?
And that's actually why it's so much more important that it is in cars, because they don't have it in the home. So if you need to find out what's going on in an emergency, you can go out to your car and it will always be there and reliable for you to tune in.
So I said there were 2 points. One, call the Capital Switchboard. I'll give you the number again. But the second point was this: download the Relevant Radio app, okay? Because this is a fail-safe. You might buy the Tesla. You might get that Ford. You might find out your car doesn't have it. We have to let everybody know about the mobile app. It's great. You can listen to it anywhere. If you're listening on AM, you're saying, the signal's a little sketchy, a little scratchy, use the app. The app is a great way. You can connect it to your car radio in a lot of cases, but you can also just listen to it on a set of earbuds or however you want to listen to it. But download the Relevant Radio app, Google Play, the Apple Store, and just type in Relevant Radio. It'll come up. You're going to love it. We're actually doing some work on it right now, and it's going to be exciting. So you're going to see some great stuff there. And again, call that Capital Switchboard right now. I'll give you the number one more time. It's the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act of 2023, 202-224-3121. And just tell your elected representative you want them to support that. Preston, let's stay on top of it. Keep us up to speed. Let us know.
Thank you
for all you do.
I appreciate it.
I really appreciate you being in here.